It's EV News Briefly for Saturday, October the 11th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, on location today, if I sound a little bit different. Right, we'll start with news of the new Bolt announced at the end of this week. The new Chevy Bolt is going to be a really big deal because it will become the United States' cheapest electric vehicle. And the specs are really good. The battery pack has stayed the same size, that's 65 kilowatt hours, but it's gone LFP in terms of its chemistry, which is cheaper. It'll also charge a lot faster, 150 kilowatt plus, that's 2.5 times faster than the old Bolt. And yet, if you look at the pictures and think, that's the same Bolt EUV, well, you'd be right. They've used the same sheet metal, the same stamping, to get the vehicle to market a lot quicker, but with a vastly different tech stack underneath. Running Google operating system, that's really good stuff. Native NACS, J3400 inlet on the side as well. Should come to dealers. Less than 30 grand as well, 29,000 or 29,990 destination included early next year. Germany has committed 3 billion euros to new EV purchase incentives for low and middle income households. The NHTSA, the US Traffic Safety Administration, opened an investigation this week into 2.88 million Tesla vehicles. Now, this is to do with full self-driving, reports coming into the administration from drivers who, under full self-driving, even though it's a system that very clearly says you must be ready to take over, also promises a lot and often delivers a lot. But these are cars that have been running red lights, going up one-way streets, and now the NHTSA has opened an official investigation into cars misbehaving when they're using Tesla's ADAS systems. Kia is trialing cell-level battery passports, and this would be a way to have real-time updates as well on your battery pack, but at cell level. Now, if that information is available to you, that's great. They're talking about how it'd be available to things like technicians, dealers, maybe even central government, to be able to look at batteries and health and state of health and battery use. There's a lot of data issues around this. I'm sure that's being thought about by far smarter people than I. Audi's A4 will return in 2028 on Volkswagen's SSP platform. So that'll be a fantastic vehicle, no doubt. Fast charging, big range, and the Audi A4 coming back after ending production last year. BMW Group is up in Q3, 10% up on BEVs, pure electric vehicles. About 400,000 BMW brand EVs have been sold in Q3. Nissan's Leaf gets its UK pricing. With the expected $4,000 off with the government grant, it should be under £30,000 when it launches spring 2026 deliveries. That'd be a very key price point to hit with its smaller battery, though, 52 kilowatt hour. There is a 75 kilowatt hour pack which can be optioned. More than 200 executives from top European clean tech companies and sectors have written to Germany to argue that their latest language around the 2035 combustion ban, Germany starting to push back on that, saying our auto industry could be harmed because of it. Leaders of industry saying, don't change policy now, it's 10 years away, we're on the pathway to that, don't waver. Formula E say that their pit boost function, where they charge their cars for 30 seconds at 600 kilowatts, could make its way to road-going vehicles within the next 5 years. That technology kind of trickle down. Formula E saying, well, yeah, but look at China. You know, they're megawatt charging their cars already, but there we go. And new data coming out saying that the average EV battery pack is on track to last 20 years before it moves on to its second life. That's Briefly.